Okay, good morning, everybody. So the fifth Aliyah of Korach is the Os of the Mata. Of course, the Mata Aaron, Parach Mata Aaron, Leves Levi, right? As all the Mefarshim really point out, is that this is, a sister Os to the Zikaron Livnei Yisrael of the Rikuei Pachim Tzipoy LaMizbeach, Lemana Asher Likrav Ish Zara Asher LaMizera Aaron, who this is the Mata that is the signature of the election of the Bechiras Levi. The way that it happens is Vayotze Perach, Vayatzetzitz, Vaygmol Shkedim. The Rashbam actually has a chiddush that what that relates to is the idea that first it was Perach, and then once Moshe took the Matos out from the Kodesh Kadashim, so then the Mata Aaron had an additional growth. Vayotze Perach, Vayatzetzitz, Vaygmol Shkedim. The latter two stages, was in front of everybody. This is a much more dramatic kind of a thing where people could have a much deeper level of appreciation of, the fact that this was, Alder Echanes, and it was a sign of Bechiras Levi. Interestingly, the Chizkuni, the Chizkuni's comments are a little bit less cohesive than they are, isolated comments. He draws most heavily from the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra, so he says definitely, so he definitely thinks that this is, as is the Pshat, about the status of Shevet Levi, and but nonetheless it goes into the Kodesh Kadashim because Kimata Echad, the Mishpachas Pesav Osam, the Rosh Pesav Osam, that it's about the integration of the Kohanim and Leviim, and that is two distinct entities, but two halves of the same coin, kind of a thing. But nonetheless, the Chizkuni thinks that the symbolism of Ayotze Perach Vayatzetzitz Vaygmol Shkedim, so that relates really directly back to Aaron. It's Mate Aaron Leves Levi. And he highlights three facets of the kahuna that I think are really interesting. So let me start with I'm not going to go in order because I think that there's a certain fascinating dynamic here. Vayatzetzitz, he says, is connected to tzitz. Right, siman she yetsu mimenu kohanim nose nezer tzitzakodesh, meaning that relates to one dimension, the kuna gedola, right? Only the kohen gadol wears the tzitz. Right, vaygmol shkedim siman she yetsu mimenu kohanim shoktim alavosam kedarinam kohanim zerizim him. So that relates to not the kohen gadol, but the kohane hedyot, the rank and file. But even the rank and file are very, very special indeed. Right, they have the special distinction of zerizim him, and then vayotze perach. Right, that goes back to the Pirchei Kuhuna, to the youth of the Kuhuna. There's some special halachos, some of them quite violent, actually. The Pirchei Kuhuna, the kind of kanaos that they demonstrate for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav and Gonev Klishares, what happens to such a person, the Pirchei Kuhuna. So it's a certain kind of, a very intensive culture that the young Kohanim sort of imbibe in a very dramatic way sometimes, defending the sanctity of the Mikdash. So I think the Chizkuni here is saying that this Mateh, Mateh Aaron, captures three facets. Obviously, status of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohani Hedyo to have a certain Zrizus, and then I don't want to say the youth culture, but the culture of, indoctrination in the positive sense of the term, of the Pirchei Kohuna, of young Kohanim coming up, and more Kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta lehem, lahazir gedolim alaktanim. There are many psukim that teach us the principle of lahazir gedolim alaktanim, but that's a special one, as the Gemara Yibambos points out, but that's a special one that relates to the gedolei Kohanim, for the ketanei Kohanim, a special way of transmitting lessons within the family. And I think that element in its own right is a very important element. So really what we have is three distinct facets of what, Aaron stood for. Obviously the element of Kohen Gadol, the element of Zerizos Be'avoda, and then in addition to that, the element of that kind of indoctrination from father to son, the Pirchei Kohuna always being there, to capture, the great sense of, fealty, the proprietary sense over Taras HaMikdash. It's interesting because it reminds me of a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says that just as the Chorban was happening, the Pirchei Kuna threw the Maftechos of the Beis HaMikdash, up to Shamayim, and a Yad came out of Shamayim, and you know, grabbed it from them, and you know, they got it. It can be taken like many agadot in different ways. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I was just thinking about Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, because you know, he called the sefer Parach Matei Aaron, right? The base Levi, obviously. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik as Levi. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik felt that that was wrong. That the Pirchei Kahuna should never have thrown the Mavtechos to Hashem. That's like a Luba Shamayim thing for him. That they had a responsibility to hold on to them and not to yield and not to sort of throw it up to Shemaim. You don't get that impression necessarily from the Gemara, but I think that does emerge from sort of the broader Shas perspective on who the Pirchei Kuna were. They certainly were not ones to leave things to others. They took matters into their own hands. They took enormous pride. They were raised with enormous sense of pride of what it meant to be in that fraternity. So here we have the three elements of Vayotze Perach, the Pirchei Kuna, Shasidin Leiseis Memenu Vayatzat Tzitz, right, the Nosei Hatzitz, as the Rav put it in his famous hesped for Chaim Moser, the Nosei Hatzitz, Ve'achoshen, right, the Kohen Gadol, the Ish Chasidecha, and then of course, Vayigmol Shkedim, the Shakdanus, the Kohanim's reason hein, that relates to the rank and file of the Kohanim, who display the great virtues of Kohanim's reason hein.